May 22, the covenant of grace, a mutual pact. You have recognized the Lord this day as your God. You are to conform to his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, and his laws, to obey him. The Lord has recognized you this day as his special possession, as he promised you, and to keep his commandments. Deuteronomy 26, 17 and 18, New English Bible. There must be no withholding on our part of our service or our means if we would fulfill our covenant with God. The purpose of all God's commandments is to reveal man's duty not only to God but to his fellow man. In this late age of the world's history, we are not, because of the selfishness of our hearts, to question or dispute the right of God to make these requirements, or we will deceive ourselves and rob our souls of the richest blessings of the grace of God. Heart and mind and soul are to be merged in the will of God. Then the covenant, framed from the dictates of infinite wisdom and made binding by the power and authority of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, will be our pleasure. It is enough that he has said that obedience to his statutes and laws is the life and prosperity of his people. The blessings of God's covenant are mutual. God acknowledges those who will work for his name's glory to make his name a praise in the world of apostasy and idolatry. He will be exalted by his commandment-keeping people, that he may make them high above all nations which he hath made, in praise and in name and in honor. Deuteronomy 26:19. By our baptismal pledge we avouched and solemnly confessed the Lord Jehovah as our ruler. We virtually took a solemn oath in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost that henceforth our lives would be merged into the life of these three great agencies, that the life we should live in the flesh would be lived in faithful obedience to God's sacred law. We declared ourselves dead and our life hid with Christ in God, that henceforth we should walk with him in newness of life as men and women having experienced the new birth. We acknowledge God's covenant with us and pledge ourselves to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. By our profession of faith, we acknowledged the Lord as our God and yielded ourselves to obey his commandments.